Yo, 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 what's going on today?
I thought you were going to
You know, we're supposed to be beatboxing for an intro.
You were going to do it.
Nah, I kind of chickened out a little bit, but either way, you know.
Oh, what's man, good? I thought you were going to break it out. I was getting really excited. What's going on? This is Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. Check
Radio.
That website out and the Twitter at Riot Radio Tweets. Check us out on Facebook, Hoops, the letter N, Hip Dash Hop. I'm a little bit disappointed that you kind of teased me there. I thought you were going to break out into it. Just a few seconds ago, I found out that DJ used to be some crazy... Had some crazy beatboxing abilities.
Yeah, back in elementary school, I was the human jukebox, bro.
Holy smokes. Yeah. All right, well, maybe in a future episode, we'll put a little rehearsal time through you.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. You could be our new intro.
Hey, I'm no Dougie Fresh, but I can get it popping, so.
All right, so the usual, I'm Chris Charisma.
I'm DJ Johnson.
And today we're going to be breaking down, you know, Raptors talk. We'll go around the NBA. Big game last night from L.A. and Miami.
Oh, yeah.
That. And as always, go through, hit you guys up with some music that is associated with the culture.
Oh,
hip-hop,
yeah.
Rap, a little dance today.
A little dance today? Maybe, possibly. You never know.
Right up, actually. Afrojack.
Yeah.
Take over control. So we're going to go on a music break. We'll be right around the corner. This is Hoops and Hip-Hop.
Here with VIO, Future of R&B. on my best behavior when I'm with my baby, 'cause I can't lose my baby.
Listening
baby,
to another VO exclusive.
When you're
turn
gone,
up your
all
speakers.
I do is think about my baby. I'm so gone off your love and I don't know why. Baby, it's the way you love me. Hold me, kiss me. I don't want you to ever change. 'Cause baby, you got me, and that's why.
What's good?
I'ma stay right here
holding
with my
down
baby,
with boys.
And I don't
Leo.
Know.
You know, you're listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by The Riot Radio. You're listening to DJ and Chris, my man on the side over here.
Yep.
What's happening, brother?
That was just Takeover Control by Afrojack. That was our
song,
first dance song.
That song is absolutely crazy, man.
That's a first for us. And after that was I Love You by Chris Brown.
Yeah. Not specifically me, but...
No.
Yeah,
that wasn't telling you that.
Well, what I am telling you about is something that we promised to talk about today was Raptors talk, as we always do every Friday.
Stay committed.
We stay committed, you know what I mean? I just wanted to talk about the last game that we played versus Utah. Jefferson with the buzzer beater. He tipped it in, defeating the Raptors 96-94.
Yep.
That was a pretty close game the entire way.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was at work when it was happening, but I was following it via the Score mobile app on the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Little plug there. Because they sent me the link to beta test it, so thank you, the Score, for helping me do that. I was able to follow the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, though, on that last play of the Jefferson tip-in.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Harris, he was the guy who initially drove to the basket, right?
He did.
And I read an article that said that he traveled.
To be honest with you, I do believe that he traveled because the way that he positioned himself and the way that he kind of somehow got himself closer to the rim from where he stopped is a little unnatural.
If they had called that, then the Jefferson tip-in would have never happened.
It never would have happened.
But... I mean, those are the kind of games that I was looking forward to all year long because I knew we wouldn't make the playoffs.
No.
I just wanted the Raptors to be in close games where they can experience, you know, really, really close games and just be in there and give themselves a chance to win. And if they win, awesome. They learn something. But if they lose, you still got to experience it. And on top of that, one step closer.
Yeah.
To the goal.
One step closer to the goal. What is that goal?
The goal is a number one draft pick in the NBA draft lottery.
Okay, so
which could turn out to be a Kyrie Irving, a Perry Jones.
But you want Kyrie Irving, though.
Yeah, because I think we need a point guard.
We do need a point guard. I mean,
well, Calderon's been awesome. You know, I always slag on Calderon all the time, but
just defense. Just defense.
This guy's been dishing out the assists. Yeah. Like, he's been dishing out 14, crazy number 16. Of assists, like Rondo level assists.
Yeah.
Not the same way.
Not the same way, but he's been playing pretty darn good.
Which I know we're going a little bit off topic here, but you know, it kind of wants me to bring up the question, like, is it more of a system kind of thing? Because Jose's getting his assists where he's not really creating, in my opinion.
No.
Kind of like a Rondo does.
No.
But he sets people up nicely. Is it more Calderon, or is it more the system?
It's more the system, to be honest with you, because Calderon's a pure point guard. He's going to pass the ball. You need people to cut, right, and find themselves in good positions where they can get the ball and then from there do something with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times it's just when he pushes the ball, somebody's making a cut, he passes that one easy pass, nothing too fancy, you know, easy 2 points, 3 points. That's the system.
And speaking of the Utah game, DeMar, before that, he has scored back-to-back 30-point games.
I was hoping that he would
in
make
London.
It a threesome.
He was the first since Vince Carter.
Vince Carter.
To do that.
Yeah, and Vince Carter's the only one that's ever had back-to-back.
Not even Bosch did it.
No, not even Bosch has done that. But
close.
You know,
but it was good. They played. Utah played physical with him.
Very physical, but I like that. I think it's gonna help them grow.
Did you see that spin move that he did? That's like some crazy. I put this in my Facebook. That's some crazy real life 2K cheese spin move.
I honestly jumped out of my seat when I saw that, man. It was crazy. But he did struggle offensively that game. He was getting very, very, very pissed off.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think he definitely should get more calls. What do you think?
Yeah. It's gonna take time. He's a sophomore, but his name's getting thrown out there with all the recognition that he's gotten from the All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest, and ever since the break, he's been tearing it up in terms of points per game.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna get a chance. We're gonna see if he gets those calls tonight.
Hopefully tonight. Yeah, versus Indiana at 7 o'clock tonight. So if you can, definitely check it out. It's gonna be a good game, I think. I think the Raptors will bounce back because they're on a 3-game losing streak right now. So
3-game. Winning streak.
If you're looking for that first draft pick there. Something that I'm looking for is some more music, actually. So
yep, what do we have next?
We're going to get into some Mos Def, what Umi says. Then we're going to get into some Wiz Khalifa, another one of the songs that you happen to put in this playlist. So.
Yes, Roll Up, new track. I know my brother Kevin bumping that all the time at the Charisma headquarters. So
we'll
check that out.
Then.
Yeah.
Let's bump it over here.
Hoops and Hip Hop.
Shine your light for the world to see. My bother. Times I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Times I don't want to get in the snowball. Times I don't want to be a soldier. Times I just want to be a man. Boomy said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light.
You a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin this chain.
Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, if they don't know me. I can be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Roll up, whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up, whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear, you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna get on us. That white sand surrounding us, he be handcuffing, he should work for them officers. If you rollin', I got a spot where I can put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rollin' weed, cookin' eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say
whenever
you in
you
orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. Cause they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
No matter where I am, no matter where you are, I'll be there when it's over, baby, cause I was there from the start. No matter if I'm near, no matter if you're far, all you do is pick the phone up, lady, and I'll be there when you
whenever call. You need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, okay?
What's going on?
The City Hall Art and History Committee has announced that Ron Baer is the official winner of the City Hall Art Competition and has been awarded $9,000.
Hey, this is Anderson Council, and you're listening to TheRiotRadio.com.
Oh my God, we just got interrupted by
Riot Radio.
Riot Radio is telling us no. Not
well,
your turn yet.
I don't know what that was, but I know what this is. This is Hoops and Hip Hop.
Yes, it is.
That was a little crazy, but regardless, we're back, and we're brought to you by the Riot Radio. We wanted to talk a little about the NBA today, so we're going to discuss a little bit about the Laker and Miami game last night.
Yeah.
Huge game.
Mm-hmm.
Huge game.
Now, even though I'm betting for them against Mr. Chris Willis,
yep.
I really don't like the Heat. And I don't like how they're all over the ESPN front pages, media everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're kind of to blame for that as well, because we're always talking about them. And there's the Power
That's
Rangers
true.
Beep.
Yeah.
We're always talking about them. But hey, we have to. You know, we've never seen anything like this. So when they are in a losing streak as they have been,
yeah.
people pay attention.
Four-game losing streak.
They did manage to snap that.
They did.
LA.
Uh-huh. I can tell you one for Kobe was pretty upset. Kobe was actually practicing his jump shots
an hour long
after the game. If that doesn't speak to a person that really wants to win, I don't know what does. I think the game for me while I was watching it, it was one of those games where it was like playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just playoffs, but finals. And just the way that both of them are playing for something, you could tell in Miami's face, or Dwayne Wade's face, sorry, that he really wanted to win, especially in the fourth quarter. He had 8 points in the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
and big points.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see that game?
I saw just the tail end of it, not the whole thing, because, again, work. But props to work. No, if you guys hear this, I'm not
upset.
Get
your money. You got to get your money. Don't worry about that.
Kobe took his... I know Kobe was practicing his shots afterwards,
yeah.
but what he really needed to be practicing, in my opinion, is his shot selection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a few questionable decisions on Kobe's part. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not hating on him, though, because
yeah.
I love Kobe. Kobe's my favorite player in the NBA.
Well, let me ask you a question. Then who do you think is the best player in the NBA?
Yeah, Kobe. Hands down for me, Kobe.
So for me, I think if you're losing or you're in a situation where you're losing, I'd say you give it to the best player
mm-hmm.
in the NBA. I'd say take those shots. I mean, yeah, a lot of his shot selection was a little bit challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if there's anybody to take those shots,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely Kobe. Even another player on Miami that was playing really well was Chris Bosh.
As much as
I don't like to talk about him... he played good ball.
Did you hear him? He's like, sometimes all you need is a man hug.
Sometimes all you need is a man hug. Hey, if that's for you, I mean, do your thing. But I definitely don't. I don't know about Chris Bosh too much. One person that I definitely want to talk to about Chris Bosh is a little bit is Sarah. Sarah Labatt. She's in the journalism program with us, Chris and myself. We're getting a little thing called Sarah's Rant. So, Sarah, tell me, what do you think about Chris Bosh leaving?
I'm so upset about Chris Bosh leaving. I'm really upset about it because he was such a good player, and I used to watch it just for him. And he brought a lot of spirit to Toronto, I feel. And I feel like he sold out just leaving and going to Miami. I mean, I feel like he just made the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, most definitely. He was the spirit of Toronto. I think that everybody really is upset at the fact that he sold us out. He
mm-hmm.
left. The way that he left is what bugs everybody, not just because he left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you think players keep leaving Canada, though? What is it?
I'm not sure, but I do, like, I don't follow any of the other provinces. I obviously just focus on Toronto because
yeah.
we all live in Ontario, clearly. So, I mean, what I see is that Toronto just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And I feel like it's taking away the spirit of everything from Canada, especially hockey teams. Because hockey, that's our sport. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, I think it's so upsetting just to see. And they
yeah.
keep leaving, I don't know why, probably just because... progressively they get worse and they're like, well, I could do better and I want to play on a team that wins. I mean, we all want to be on a good team.
Well, Chris, what do you think? Do you think it's the market itself in Canada that maybe the players are like, I'm hating it. I can't stand it. I don't know what I want to do. I know I want to win, but being here, I'm not winning.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both, you know. I know right now my girlfriend is currently going to school in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. right? So, and the first time she got there, they started asking her things like, do you guys have snow chains on your tires all the time?
Oh, wow.
Do you guys have a McDonald's? Straight up, most Americans have never been outside of America. And yeah. Over here, we learn about, like, you know, the history of the states, their yeah. geography. They don't really do that stuff there. So then when they start living here, it's a big culture shock for them. And some of them get homesick. I'd imagine I get homesick if the roles were flipped.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, on the other side of the spectrum, it is also about winning.
Yeah.
Winning, there's that cliche sports saying, winning cures all.
Yeah.
Chemistry, it'll cure chemistry problems. It'll cure where you're living problems. When the Raptors were winning, they were a bunch of people wanted to play for them. You know, when Vince Carter was the face of the NBA, everyone wanted to play
with
Vince.
Everybody wanted to play with Vince.
But, and speaking of, I brought up Houston, Texas.
Yeah. We definitely want to talk about some other winners. With March Madness coming up, especially, you know, we got to give two shout-outs to two fellow Canadians, Corey Joseph and Tristan Thompson. You know, they're playing some mad ball right now. Tristan's averaging 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. If he was to go, they're actually saying that he would probably be, like, late round first pick. Corey as well, he's been averaging 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and he ranks 14 in the NCAA amongst the freshmen. Those guys are playing huge basketball.
Yeah, quickly, before we get into the whole Texas thing, Corey Joseph, Tristan Thompson, I also think he'll go late first round.
Yeah.
Corey Joseph, I used to be a little higher on him. I don't know about him anymore because he's not even playing point guard anymore.
Yeah.
They're just using him as a shooting guard, and he can't play shooting guard in the NBA.
No.
He's going to have to learn how to play point. So hopefully,
6'3", I don't see him going up against Kobe.
Yeah, because he doesn't have that crazy athleticism, too, or crazy speed for undersized shooting guards like Amonte. So it's going to be tough for him. Best of luck to him. But Texas as a whole, the school, they're streamlining Canadians. If you are a Canadian and you are living in Ontario, your school of choice now, from here on out,
pretty much,
is Texas.
And it's and Mick Kabongo, who's actually been scouted to go. He's going.
He
committed to Texas. He even said it himself in an interview, saying that everybody now from Canada wants to go to Texas, especially to play with Corey and Tristan.
Yeah.
And me, if I was playing ball, I definitely would want to go there too.
Longhorns.
I mean, think about it. It's going to be a great chemistry that's already built there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to get better together, and then from then on, you know, the world is your oyster.
Yeah, I know we met. Yeah, I know we mentioned this is straight up. Mm-hmm. This is a hockey country.
Yeah.
The hockey floods the media.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey is what's God and supreme here.
Yeah.
But a little known fact, the next generation of basketball players are doing crazy. In comparison to the rest of the world, the Canadian grassroots team, so the under 18, under 20, they actually won several tournaments over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They are destroying American teams.
Yeah.
They're destroying Spanish teams. They're destroying teams from Greece, Argentina, all the top basketball teams around the world, under 20. The Canadian grassroots teams are wiping the floor with them. So
I love it.
Canadian basketball is on the rise. Right now, there are the most number of Canadians ever are in the NCAA, and it's only going to get larger and
larger. It's going to get larger because all those players, and we've discussed this before, I see them coming back later on in life, and it's going to continue because they're going to be setting up different things, different organizations where it's going to help, you know, even more the younger generation to pick up a basketball and say, you know what, let's play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's try to see what we can do here.
Mm-hmm. Good on Texas for jumping on this because not a lot of people are thinking, oh, Canada has ballers, but Texas is an elite school.
Mm-hmm.
They recruited Durant. They want the best players, and they feel like some of the top Canadian players are good enough to represent their school and lead them through the season and the Big East, the tournaments, and ultimately the NCAA March Madness tournament.
Shout-outs to Kevin Thomas as well from Brampton, who also recently just committed to going to Texas.
Yeah.
So it's going to be huge, man. Next year is definitely, especially if Corey and Tristan stay.
Yeah, if you're a Canadian college basketball fan, American college basketball fan, you're going to be a fan of Texas. Check out the Longhorns.
Another song that you guys need to check out right now was Jay-Z, Moment of Clarity. It's a Dat Just Swift remix. If you haven't heard of Dat Just Swift, check him out. He definitely does his thing. After that, we got some fabulous Can't Let You Go. We're going back a little old school here. You know, the vibe is good. So let's get into it.
Nice, dude.
Pretending to be hurt wouldn't work, so a smirk was all on my face. Like, damn, that man's face is just like my face. So, Pop, I forgive you for all the shit that I lived through. It wasn't all your fault, homie, you got caught into the same game I fought. That Uncle Ray lost my big brothers and so many others I saw. I'm just glad we got to see each other. Talking, we need each other. Save a place in heaven till the next time we meet forever. Thank God for granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will feel my trust. My heart not lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume of my words so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out. Way beyond the reason you can't feel my shoes. Blueprint beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth. The music business hate me cause the industry ain't make me. Hustles and boosters embrace me in the music I be making. I dumb down for my audience to double my dollars. They criticize me for it, yet they all yell holla. If skill sold, truth be told, I'd probably be lyrically Talib Kweli. Truthfully, I wanna rhyme like common sense, but I did 5 minutes. I ain't been rhyming like common sense. When your sense got that much in common, and you've been hustling since your inception, fuck perception, go with what makes sense. Since I know what I'm up against, we as rappers must decide what's most important. And I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So I got rich and gave back to me, that's the win-win. So next time you see the homie in his rim spin, just know my mind is working just like them. Like the rims that ain't gone for granted me. This moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will feel my truth. My heart not lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume of my words so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out. Way beyond the reason you can't feel my shoe. Blueprint beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth. Only see what's on the tear when no tears should fall. Cause he was on the block when no squares get off. Seeing my inner circle, all we do is ball. We all got triangles on our wall. Hey, just rapping for the platinum. Y'all record, I recall. Cause I really been there before. 4 scores and 7 years ago. Prepared to flow, prepared for war. I should fear no man, you don't hear me though. These words ain't just paired to go. In one ear, out the other ear. No, yeah, my balls and my word is all's I have. What you gonna do to me, nigga? Scars are scared. What you gonna box me, homie? I can dodge a jab. 3 shots couldn't touch me, thank God for that. Strong enough to carry Biggie Smalls on my back. And the whole BK nigga holler back. Thank God for granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty. The world will feel my truth. My heart not lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume after volume on my words so you can feel my truth. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out. Way beyond the reason you can't feel my shoe. Blueprint beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth. You know my situation, and sometimes I know you get impatient.
But you don't put on a show to get ovations. Take it to court and go do litigations. And I respect your gangster. Treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When the starting lineup ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking and we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey's a little bit uptight. Wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night. It'll be alright. If y'all bump heads, it'll be a fight. But I said it'll be alright. Come on.
They wanna be with you. Wanna be real with you. I can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. Already got a wife.
Line, I'll get out of pocket, so I made sure Canary sit out your locket to protect you. I get out and cock it, and you know the barrel of my gun is big enough to spit out a rocket. Oh, you gon' play dumb if pops do come through. I gotta keep the top up if my drop do come through. But I know the boutiques and shops you run through, so I cop her one and cop you one too. You always get a daily page, weekly ring. Plus you ain't too shy to do them freaky things. I ain't gotta put a band on your finger. I worry about you telling the whole world I'm your man while I'm Springer. At first you was something I denied, something I was fly, just to do something in the ride. But shorty, it's something you provide, cause the entree ain't as good without something on the side, you know.
They wanna be with you, wanna be real with you, can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life,
in my life.
Already got a wife.
I might be leaving the earth soon. My girl gon' kill me if she smell a tin of your perfume. It's gon' be a clip toss if I go back with stains of your lip gloss on my throwback. She won't care if I'm a platinum rapper, if she catch me with an empty magnum wrapper. So keep it on the down low, call the car seller. You seen what happened with Mr. Big and R. Kelly.
You know I can't forget.
Anytime
that she gets there for you, still I'm share with you.
Are back and you are listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by The Riot Radio. Check out TheRiotRadio.com. You know, want to shout out your Twitter real quick?
Oh yeah, follow us on Twitter now, because we are on Twitter. Myself at GamePoint Blog. It's just all one word: GamePointBlog.
And my Twitter is DJ_03.
Yeah.
Check it out. We're doing our thing on the Twitter.
And support the Facebook page.
Support the Facebook page.
That's Hoops, the letter N.
N.
Hip
dash hop.
Yes. And you can find all our, you know, posts from us. Our recorded radio show, the shows, podcasts,
everything's
future videos, everything we put on there, so.
Oh, as well as to look out for the 50s, the
top 50 project. I actually, last night, I finished the form.
Okay.
So if all goes according to plan, we'll be doing it Monday.
Hopefully.
We have a two-hour break.
Yeah.
So we'll be touring the school, camera in hand, sheets in hand, pens.
That's right.
And get ready.
Get ready, guys.
Lights, camera, action for Durham and UOIT.
Remember, if you want to be on TV.
Yes.
You got to show us your faces and let us know what's going on. Who do you think is the top 50? Who do you think?
Top 50 best basketball players in the NBA today.
Today. No Michael, no Dr. J, no Magic Johnson, no Larry Bird. I can go on for ages.
Yeah.
None of those guys who no longer play today.
Yeah.
All right. But I definitely want to talk about a little bit of music right now. Uh-huh. We've been playing some great songs. A little dance music that we've gotten into today.
Yeah.
Something different. You know, Chris, you've been... You inserted that into the playlist, but you know it's good music.
I mean, you know, Flow 93.5 for the longest time they were Flow 93.5, your source for hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to them, they say hip hop, dance, and R&B.
Mm.
They included that recently.
Well, dance has been like really up here now, up there now.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's doing dance music. Got Usher doing dance music. Chris Brown, who we played before today.
Yeah.
Afrojack, as you inserted today. Good music all around.
Even Rihanna's like S&M kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of feel.
I was just showing you a song too by LMFAO.
We'll play that next week.
We'll play that next week. I have that song. That song is absolute fire, by the way. Who else is absolute fire right now? Is Lupe.
Yep.
Mr. Fiasco.
I'm a big fan. Unfortunately, his Lasers album didn't do as well as his fans would have liked, but it's always been like that.
It always has been. I think with people who are more conscious rap, I don't think they get the same type of respect when it comes to making music, because a lot of people are just more so into dance music, or maybe it's just more so listening to kind of gangster rap. I don't know, whatever whatever you like. But when it comes to people like Common, you know, Flowetry, I don't think that they get the same respect.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but you know, whatever you like is what you like.
The conscious rap, it doesn't work well with the mainstream audience. Mm-hmm. But props to like people like Common and Lupe Fiasco for not dumbing it down or anything like that. You know, Lupe has a Dumb It Down song.
Yeah, but it has a message behind it
based
on the fact of how people kind of do receive conscious rap.
Yeah, regardless of the lower sales, they keep doing their thing, and that's all I got. I have respect for
them. I definitely respect them for doing those kind of things, because you're trailblazing there. You know, you're keeping the hope alive for more people to be more intellectual and think about the music that they're listening to, and, you know, really just actually thinking about what they're hearing. I was actually listening to an interview with him, with Tavis Smiley. He commented on committing suicide based off of the beef with the record label that he had, because it's been a long time, like maybe 3 or 4 years since he's been able to put out an album.
Yeah.
They were holding it back for whatever reason. I don't really know. But you know what? Props to him for, you know, still getting and pushing to get his album out, despite the fact that maybe it hasn't done as well. Chris, you say it's a good album regardless.
I'm biased too.
Huh?
I am biased.
You're biased? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, me, I'm not so biased. I love that song with Skylar Grey.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard a lot of his stuff, and that's not to knock Lupe, but I just haven't really been picking through the crates recently, but I definitely will go check it out.
Yeah, man.
And that's just based off his previous work. And I know that he's a good dude, man. He makes good music. Another thing that we wanted to get into was What the Bleep of the Week.
Which we haven't done in a while.
We haven't done in a long while.
What the bleep is up with that? That we haven't done that in a while.
It's almost on the same frequency with Lupe not being able to put his album out. That's how long it's been.
Yeah, since, right?
You know, we
this
definitely
is like old school retro hoops and hip hop.
Pretty much. One thing that we definitely wanted to talk about was Guy Dupuis. If you don't know who that guy is, he is a serious slammer. Check him out on Flight Brothers. Google Flight Brothers. You will find this guy doing the craziest dunks out there.
Where's he from?
He's from France.
He's from France. Major ups.
6'3". But he gets up there like Blake Griffin, maybe even higher.
Yeah.
And speaking of Blake Griffin, Guy Dupuis recently did a between the legs over a car, not over the hood of a car.
Like Blake Griffin.
Like Blake Griffin over the car,
like the
middle of the car, over the top of the car, and finished with a one-hand tomahawk slam. Dude, like I showed you the dunk just a little while ago.
Yeah, just now. It was pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy. What do you think of integrating street ball dunkers into the NBA dunk contest?
It might be good. Give it maybe a few more years, and the dunk contest will go stale again. And profit wise, and entertainment value wise, it might be a smart idea to bring them in. But at the end of the day, I don't know if they should be there. If they are, maybe do it once, but after that, no more. Because it isn't what people need to realize, a lot of the younger fans especially, like, I know my kid brother thinks if you win the, or and my girlfriend's brother, mm-hmm. if you win the dunk contest, the NBA dunk contest, you're the best dunker in the world. Mm-hmm. It's not true.
No.
If you win the NBA dunk contest, you are the best dunker who can play basketball as well.
Well, more so out of the four that you're going up against, right?
No, I know, but like, the best dunkers in the world mm-hmm. aren't, most of the time, they're not the best basketball players in the world.
It's your focus.
Yeah, if you're and I'm not taking anything away from the dunkers. They're awesome at what they do. The Flight Brothers, the best dunk group in the world, hands down.
Shouts out to Justin Darlington, just Fly.
Exactly. But if you were to put them into an NBA game, they would get massacred.
Yeah.
I can see that. They would get massacred.
There's a few that actually can hold their own on the ball court.
Dunkers?
Dunkers.
Maybe street ball, like Rafer Alston's a street baller, he's not a dunker, so he's had time to refine his game.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, the major dunkers who put so much time into their dunking craft and have become legendary at it aren't necessarily the best basketball players. So the winners, the people in the dunk contest, not only, they may not be the best dunkers, but they are the best dunkers who can also be considered good enough to play in the NBA.
Fair enough. But that actually closes out our show today. It was a good show.
Oh, yeah, very good, productive show.
A good show. We had Sarah Labatt come on for a little bit to talk about her rant on Chris Bosch and how she felt about him leaving and, you know, a little bit about why why some people who are coming to play professionally for Canada end up leaving. Other than that, I just wanted to give a big shout-out, pretty much a response, a prayer, if you will, to Japan, who had a massive 8.9 magnitude earthquake. There is tsunami warnings for Japan, Russia, Hawaii, and New Zealand, just to name a few countries. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yep.
If you have family that's over there, you know, same thing. Anything to say about that, bro?
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I guess right now we just keep an eye out on things like Twitter, Facebook, and the news, and just hope for the best.
It seems like every year something's happening.
Yeah.
Chile, where else? Also overseas before, too, with that big tsunami, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, every year it seems like something's happening, but...
And it really puts the weather outside in perspective.
It does. It does, to be honest.
Like, I know this morning, I was like, oh, crap.
As much as I hate it, but, you know.
You know, a lot of... there's a heck of a lot of people right now that would trade what they have for this weather.
For this weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on a, you know, a happier note, we got DJ D Nice. We got
on a happier note, we do have our official DJ.
Official DJ.
Providing us with the mix as always. Thank you once again, DJ D Nice, a.k.a. Darnell Patterson.
Yeah, he's always doing this thing for us.
Yep, and remember, if all goes according to plan, we'll be touring the school with camera in hand. And
on Monday.
Looking for you guys. Just lay down the info on who you think are the top 50 best basketball players in the NBA.
Today.
Potentially be on TV, but no worries. If you love basketball, you'll enjoy talking about it with us.
Exactly.
All right, so here, you close out.
All right, so
you've been leading this show like crazy today. Yes.
Brought to you by The Riot Radio. I have my man Chris Charisma on the side, and I am DJ Johnson, and we will be back next week, same time, same flow.
Same bad channel.
Same bad channel?
Yes.
Okay. Same bad channel. All right. Peace.
Hooves in his
office. This is Path from Isle of Thieves, and Riot Radio is better than cleaning my bathtub. Oh, yeah.
She's the prettiest thing that you ever did see. You may not see her in the magazine, but I know that she gotta be made for me. We fit together so perfectly. Oh, she the baddest, yeah, yeah, she the baddest. Oh, she the baddest, yeah, yeah, she the baddest. I'm so impressed cause she got it all. So beautiful, I see all your flaws. She's a kick to my beat. Oh, she the baddest, yeah, yeah, she the baddest. Oh, she the baddest, yeah, yeah, she the baddest. I'm so impressed.
in it, a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? That Alexander McQueen. I came up in it, a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? That Alexander McQueen. I came up in it, a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? That Alexander McQueen. And the wrist on glow, the bottles is on poke, and there's a mission for you. What the f*** look like? Run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100,000. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got to turn down shows out in Dublin now. Wait, hold on, maybe they ain't get that pair. Like 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sort of like I missed that deal. And I press the letter button on the sit back chair. Cause I get it, I got $1 billion credit. If you got $1 million, you can put it up and bet it. I just be like, hello, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's rock.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Banks, baby baller of the year. Got about 9-10 dimes and all of them is here. It don't matter cause before the night is done I disappeared. So my new one I'm leaving out of the side. Meet me there.
Oh, yeah.
Bottles everywhere. Metal full of hollows, I don't mind a petty stare. I don't need a favor, baby, I'm a millionaire. Got a show hopping out of the lands. Yes, I'm there. You ain't getting nothing, you ain't getting money. Money make a mag more, more henny, more honeys. $100 bills, $50 bills, keep the 20s. Dummy, I'ma go get a bitter, oh, spitter. Gold digger, couldn't dig yourself a chip. Dig yourself a hole, told him I was cold from the bed. 00 man, need more bows on my shit. Shit, my whip, more till I'm ripped. I'm rich.
Ladies, they love me, they are so hard
on them.
If they
leave
me in a spot,
and
I can have any girl I want.
I got him like, go shot, go shot.
My baby girl is waiting in my bedroom at home for me. Another girl is waiting in the hotel alone for me. What's going on? I'm dead wrong, maybe I ain't right for her. And when I get home, the only thing I'ma hear all night from her is
you lied, crazy. You cheated,
crazy.
And you ain't got one good reason.
You're crazy.
Be glad you're breathing.
You're crazy.
You ain't gon' cheat on me no more. You lied,
crazy.
You cheated,
crazy.
And you ain't got one good reason.
You're crazy.
Watch your back, and I mean it.
You're crazy.
You ain't gon' cheat on me no more.
You crazy girl, why you talking all bad about me, baby? Sure that you can't live life without me, baby. Wanna call me names? Wanna try to leave? Then you come after me. You say crazy things. Why you throwing stuff, baby? It's scratching me.
You're
crazy.
You're cheating.
You're crazy.
And you ain't got one good reason.
You're crazy.
Be glad you're breathing.
You're crazy.
You ain't gonna cheat on me no more. You lie.
You're crazy.
You're cheating.
I wish the way I was living could stop serving rocks. Know when the cops is hot, but I'm on the block. And I wish my brother would have made bail, so I won't have to travel 6 hours to see him in jail. And I wish that my grandmother wasn't sick, or that we would just come up on some stacks and hit a lick. And I wish my homies wouldn't have to suffer when the streets get the upper hand on us and we lose a brother. And I wish I could go deep in the zone and lift the spirits of the world with the words within the song. And I wish I could teach a soul to fly, take away the pain out your hands and help you hold them high. And I wish my homie Butch was still alive and know the day of his death we had never took that ride. And I wish that God could protect us from the wrong, so that all the soldiers that were sent overseas come home. And we will never break, though they devastate. We shall motivate and we gotta pray, all we gotta pray. Instead of thinking about who gon' die today, the Lord is gon' help you feel better, so you ain't gotta cry today. Sit at the light so long, and then we gotta move straight forward, cause we fight so strong. So when right go wrong, just say a little prayer, get your money, man. Life goes on.
I'm hopeful, yes I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it, let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, cause we hopeful.
Yeah.
hey, hey, I like her. Isn't that how it starts? She feel the same, y'all came together, but you're now apart. Since it went sour tart, you got a coward heart. You're never giving up, thinking all the while it's smart. It made you ice cold.